This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, The Honest Truth. A documentary in progress follows the amazing Randy. He's a stage magician turned crusader against mystics, faith healers, and those claiming to have psychic powers. We'll also hear about the dearth of grocery stores, even in America's breadbasket and rural counties. And Benjamin Nugent joins us to talk about his first novel, an extremely funny story of loyalty, identity, and Gen Y love. But first, does this recession make me look fat? Research from the University of Miami provides an evolutionary underpinning for the craving of comfort foods like cupcakes and meatloaf and casseroles after 9/11, and the continued popularity of high-fat food franchises since the Great Recession. Stress may trigger the choice of the double cheeseburger over the grilled chicken salad. Tony Salerno is a PhD candidate and co-author of the paper, Life History Strategy, Food Choice, and Caloric Consumption. Tony, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me, Virginia.
So your investigation began after a study showing that people actually consumed more calories when calorie information was posted at fast food franchises in New York City. Kind of surprising.
Right. So that's actually what led to the start of our project, where they were looking at the influence of the mandatory calorie label laws that went into place in 2008. And so for certain chain restaurants, either on the ordering boards or the menus themselves, they looked at the average amount of calories that people ordered, looking at their receipts, and they found that the effect of these calorie labels was just about 50 calories more once they were made available than when they were not.
So people were going for higher-calorie foods. You and your professor launched an experiment to test how stress affected those choices. Now, how do you test something like that?
So what we noticed just looking at this previous paper was they took a subset of different chain restaurants across the five boroughs, and one of the things we noticed was for the majority of these locations they sampled from, it tended to be in lower SES areas. And so kind of noticing that trend, that's what led us to, investigate our studies. And what we looked at was this idea of a survival mindset. So what we did is we primed this concept subliminally for people. And then what we did is we looked at how this prime influences people's food consumption and food choice, and we found that when this construct was active within people, it led to
the construct basically making people stressed out. Pictures of things that would make them stressed out.
We had actual words mixed into different subliminal priming tasks. So we had people, rate. Basically, went through an exercise where they were shown a number of words and non-words. Okay, and they had to indicate whether each one was a word or was not. And for certain people, among this set of different words that we had certain words like survival, adversity, deprivation, withstand. And we found that when this construct of survival was salient within people, that's when people expressed a greater preference for higher calorie foods and actually consumed more food relative to people that didn't have this active.
So distress made people eat more, and more high-fat M&Ms, in this case, was the food you used. So what is this? Is this a psychological trigger, a biological trigger? What did you find?
So we think it's based in so we draw from this theoretical literature called life history theory, and essentially what that says is that organisms, when they're subjected to an adverse environment, one of the key aspects of an adverse environment is the sense that resources are scarce. So what we tested was if we could activate this perception that the environment is adverse, could that have an influence on people's perceptions of resource scarcity, and then could that have an influence on people's food choices? So it's rooted in sort of, our evolutionary past, but this is really sort of looking at this phenomena from a psychological perspective.
Yeah, so in the ancient past, you know, a hunter-gatherer doesn't know when they're going to get more food, so they grab more food when they have it in front of them.
Absolutely.
But this is information, Tony, it sounds like, that could be easily leveraged by, you know, a food manufacturer or a marketer. Put a couple of posters or words that stress people out and they'll buy more high-calorie food. Do you think that could happen?
It's certainly possible. I mean, in our first study, which was a field study, that's basically what we did. We had some posters in our background where we were telling people that we were conducting a food test, or a taste test, rather, for M&Ms. And we changed what posters were in the background. And again, we had certain words that were more salient with respect to this sort of survival mentality, and then we had more neutral words. And we found that the people that were exposed to the more survival-related words ate more of the M&Ms compared to the people that didn't. So, yeah, I could certainly see something like that happening in our kind of day-to-day lives.
Okay, so maybe we turn off the news when that bowl of M&Ms is in front of us. Tony Salerno, PhD candidate in the marketing department at University of Miami, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tony's a co-author with his professor, Giuliano Laran, of Life History, Strategy, Food Choice, and Caloric Consumption. It was recently published in the journal Psychological Science.